producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this weekly overview of health, a service to family farmers, to hobby farmers, to those who are in ag-related businesses, feel like you're under siege by big ag and big government. We are here to present not only the issues, but solutions to the issues that we bring up or problems that come through the discussion of the issues. And here joining us now in this part of the program is a fellow named Jim Osland, who is the editor of a new magazine called Rodale's Organic Life. This is a magazine. Go to rodalesorganiclife.com and check it out. Why don't you give us the philosophy, Jim, before we get started, of the new Rodale Organic Life magazine? Why is there need for yet another magazine focusing on organic farming, organic vegetables? I suppose, in a manner of speaking, we call it the organic way of life.
I like what you've just said. Well, you know, I mean, I think fundamentally, our magazine encourages readers, and you know, we're for lack of better term, a mass market magazine. We're a magazine that you can find in your Costco or your Barnes and Noble, but we're a magazine that encourages readers to really live mindfully in all aspects of their lives, from, you know, how they cook, how they shop for food, procure food, how they garden, how they do small scale farming. And by small scale farming, I guess I really mean kind of the notion of the backyard homestead. By showing our readers actionable, affordable, beautiful ways to make their lives richer and ultimately more eco-friendly. We are not necessarily interested at Rodale's Organic Life in the capital O definition of the word organic, which, you know, can be very rigid. And, you know, most people generally think of capital O organic as being about USDA bylaws. But instead, what we strive to look for and really ultimately celebrate, embrace, empower our readers with is the idea, the concept of small O organic, which expands the definition of organic to reach out into all aspects of our lives, from, you know, eliminating toxins in our home to, you know, recycling properly, to being very mindful, conscientious about what we eat, how we cook food, and even more abstractly and more obliquely, and this is a hard one to qualify, but I feel it in my gut that it's appropriate to what we're making here. It's also about kind of like, you know, the emotional and psychic toxins of our lives right now. We live in this incredibly overwhelmed moment where we're glued to our smartphones, to our tablets, and a lot of us are forgetting to tune into the kind of glorious thing that is nature, which we are not only part of, we are. And that's what our magazine is about. It's about slowing down, taking it easy, and maybe, just maybe, tuning into nature a little bit more mindfully.
The smaller family farm more likely to be engaged in this enterprise than some of the big corporate farms. And one of the things that has come about as a result of big corporate ag being interested in organic is the success of organic sales, the organic movement. But with that has come a watering down, and that's why it was interesting you said we're not necessarily talking about organic with a capital O, because in reality, in big business getting involved and big government getting involved, the nature or the value of organic with a big O pretty much has gone down the drain. In my experience anyway, there is not much value anymore to a product that calls itself organic. I find, at least in my area, people are more interested in natural and local. Not that they don't want organic, but they don't think it's of much value, really.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily. You know, I'm not a farmer like yourself. I'm a magazine editor,
right?
And I live in New York City and in rural Pennsylvania, which is where we're making this magazine. But I hear what you're saying, and it's something that I do occasionally hear out in the world. And I think what my goal is with this new brand that we've just made, the paint's not even yet dry,
right,
is we're interested in conceptually and theoretically creating something where all sorts of people can come to the table and share ideas, experiences, and aspirations, whether they are farmers like yourself or just consumers, say, you know, a housewife living in Evanston, Illinois, and how the idea of organic plus natural and local and sustainable and eco-friendly in all that that means affects her life and her ability to raise her family. I think for too long, I'm a Californian by birth. I grew up in the 1960s in Northern California.
So you are the truest. You are the truest definition of a granola.
I kind of basically am, interestingly enough. And, you know, I guess maybe those of us who had the luck to grow up in Palo Alto in the 1960s and 70s, maybe we have the benefit of being slightly ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But what I've kind of witnessed in all of these decades since then is this kind of natural innate schism of, like, us, them, right, wrong.
Right.
And I think instead what we're interested in looking at right now with Rodale's Organic Life is, how can we shine the light on that? How can we go into that room, switch on the light, and take away the controversy and
right.
the battle?
Bring
the,
everybody
the Republican,
in.
Democrat.
Right.
All of this kind of just nasty language that surrounds what is, I believe, a really common shared human goal of trying to do better by the planet.
Yeah. We're talking to Jim Osland, who is the editor of the new magazine that came out middle of April called Rodale's Organic Life. You can find it at rodalesorganiclife.com or in plenty of stores all around the country. We continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call FlickRanger.com.
The season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99bloodsugar.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99bloodsugar.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99bloodsugar.com. That's 99bloodsugar.com.
Jim Osland on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen. This is a focus on organic farming, organic life, living that life. That's what Rodale's Organic Life magazine is all about. And he had an interesting solution to a problem that is the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, where the two sides, that is organic and non-organic, some say the GMO crowd, there's this whole business about big corporate farming that differs a lot from the philosophy of what a lot of people are trying to do on their family farms, because they find a market for this. The market is, we really are, when it comes to food or whatever you're buying that's organic, it has to find the market, and it has. You recognize that. That's why the magazine is there, to help people find that the people who are looking, that are out in the market shopping for organic, this is where people will go to find the shortcut to finding it, right?
Yeah, and my idea, I don't have, you know, hard evidence to necessarily bear this out, but my idea is that a lot of us here in North America, and really beyond our shores as well, are kind of collectively coming to the same instinct at the same time. Hey, all you have to do is go into a Whole Foods on a Saturday morning, late Saturday morning, let's say around 11 o'clock. Could be in suburban Boston, could be in Chicago,
LA.
In
yep.
Center City, could be in Santa Monica. Stand up on a step stool at that checkout line, take a snapshot with your iPhone. You see this vast hunger for, it's even more than an interest, it's a hunger in trying to shift the paradigm. And, you know, not just be beholden to factory food and all sorts of practices that we can tell just instinctually aren't so great for us, that the pendulum may be swung too far in one direction in the last couple of decades.
I'm visualizing, I happen to have a home in Santa Monica, and I spend some time there. There are about four Whole Food stores in Santa Monica. There's one on Santa Monica Boulevard that my mind went right to. There's another one on Montana. I was right there standing on the stool taking a snapshot of the people that you see in those stores. So there's it's very, very vivid. I'm interested, we only have about 60 seconds left here, the ads that are in the magazine, Rodale's Organic Life, are for Subaru, for the kitchen cabinet maker Bosch. This is very interesting that these people are sort of supporting, and I don't know why, I find it interesting, but it isn't. I was expecting something different. These are conventional companies that are going down this road because of big market, right?
You're absolutely right, but I think that it also tells a kind of wonderful parallel narrative that, you know, corporate America is also really interested in celebrating this fabulous new space that is available for all of us to celebrate.
Yep. All right, so good luck with this. I'm sure we'll find you from time to time to have conversations about what's going on. Organic Life, Organic Farming, Jim Osland, who is the editor of the new magazine, Rodale's Organic Life, which you can find out more about at rodalesorganiclife.com. Thank you for being here, Jim, on the American Family Farm.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Money Dream Change after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer weekly radio program produced to help you, those of you who are in the small family farm business, the hobby farmer, the person who has an ag business. You feel like you need more answers or more options or just ideas. I'll try to pass along the experiences that I have as a dairy farmer in Framingham, Massachusetts. I've been around the cow world all of my life. Raised the championship heifers as a youngster. Been around Guernsey and Jersey cows pretty much exclusively through my life. And have come to respect them as beings and respect what that business is all about. And I thought it would be cool if we could put together a program every week where people who are in that area, that space, if you will, that are looking for answers to problems, maybe ideas you haven't even thought of yet. I was asked to speak at Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts this past week about the things that Jim Osland and I were just talking about, but more in the line of sustainable farming, sustainable agriculture, because I tried to run, and I say tried, because I don't think that I was successful to a point, but in suburban communities where there is so much push for land and land values, and there are so many other things that confront the family farmer because there are governmental organizations that don't understand what you're trying to do, and they oftentimes don't care. They'll give you lip service, but they really don't get it. And so you run up against the sorts of things that the students at Babson are trying to study in this circumstance. This is a big college, 2,000 students with master's programs in business. And so the business of farming and the business of food, more importantly, was the focus of this course. And so I was happy to talk about the difference between local, natural, and organic, and how they can be sustained in our area. And I'm betting that wherever you are, you're working hard to sustain the natural or the local movement more than you are organic, because what brings people in, at least in my experience, is that you are there. They can come to your farm. In my case, they can watch the cows being milked. Perhaps in your case, they can go out and pick a head of lettuce. They can go pick the raspberries. They can take a tour of the farm. In my case, I teach people to come onto my farm about the cows and what the story is with their bodies and how they produce milk and all of the things that are necessary for people to understand where the food comes from, because we have become dangerously sort of estranged from that world and from that information. And so as I am refreshed to hear this fellow Oslin talk about the magazine that focuses on organic, I just want people to consume responsibly and to embrace with the focus on the earth. You can grow. You people know what I'm talking about. You folks who are farmers, you know that you're being responsible, that you're taking care of the land, and you're helping consumers be responsible as well. You may have heard me say I was surprised that, for example, Subaru has a full-page ad for a factory that's focused on building cars using less water and producing less waste. That's what the farmers are all about, too, although they don't get the stories. A big company like Subaru that has a lot of money, spends a lot of money for advertising, they get the attention. I get that. But you deserve the attention, too. So somehow there has to be a way. Maybe you've got the farmers markets in your community. There is a newspaper, I guarantee you. There's either a web newspaper, web-based newspaper, or there's one that actually is in print that would love, love, love to do a story on you. And you, in turn, use that, take that opportunity, and underscore what you're growing, how the local food is so much better, how people want to come and pick and involve themselves in what it is that you're growing. It's all natural. It's done well. You should be proud of it. You should get people to tell your story. So that's something that you can work on, hopefully. And, of course, start a blog and do a lot of the other things that are connected to our social world, the social media world. I'm Doug Steffen with hopeful and helpful information, and this is the American Family Farmer.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week for an hour of information, extolling the value and the virtue of a lot of the organizations, a lot of the ideas that help farms, farm families, hobby farmers, those who have a small ag business. With me now is a fellow named Bill Gross, who is, among other things, president of Farm Rescue. And farmrescue.org is a great website. I found it when I was out nosing around. What I didn't know about Bill Gross is that he also flies a 747. I remember, I'm going to tell you a quick story. My favorite airline of all time was TWA. And I remember their headquarters in St. Louis. I remember talking to a pilot once as I flew back, when I go back across the country a lot. And because I like TWA and they didn't have a direct flight from Boston to L.A., I'd go through St. Louis because I like the airplanes. I like the 1011s and 757s and stuff. So I remember getting into a conversation with a pilot. This is a big guy, and I don't know why I started talking to him, but I could tell that flying the airplane was a love of his, but there was something else going on with him. So as I engaged him, and as you can imagine, because his base was St. Louis, it was pretty easy for him to have a farm. And he did. He came from a long line of family farmers. His father was a crop duster and had a large grain farm. And so his father taught him how to fly when he was 10 years old. And from that, his love of flying brought him around to going it was about 100 miles from where we lived in Missouri to St. Louis, and he trained, I think he was in the service, but I'm not sure, I don't remember that part of it. But I tell the story because I can remember vividly the conversation with him, how pleased he was to fly a 1011, and he flew it like he was driving a tractor. I mean, he let me, it was in the days when you could still look in the cockpit, and you could tell this guy knew every inch of that plane and knew how to fly it. And I'm guessing that you're that kind of guy, Bill Gross.
Well, I would like to think so. You know, it's interesting. People say when they the co-pilots I fly with, they say, I don't picture you as a farmer out there. They said, you know, you seem like a pilot. 747 captain is what I am for UPS Airlines. That's my day job, or maybe I should say my night job. We do a lot of night flying at UPS to get the packages there for you the next day. But also when I'm out on the farming, you know, I like to think I do a good job there. And people say, you know, I find it amazing that you would be an airline pilot also. So yeah, there's a love in both things in my life. I came from a family farm in central North Dakota, the youngest of five children, and my great grandfather homesteaded there, and so I have a big love for family farming, for the rural countryside, for helping people out. But I do also very much so love flying.
Well, I will tell you, I love flying and I love airplanes, and I could probably spend all of our time talking about 747s and your flying, but that's not your reason for here. So we'll have that conversation another day. What I want to focus on here in our time is Farm Rescue. Tell us your story about what you do on your farm first.
Well, for Farm Rescue, we are I founded it. It's a nonprofit organization. You know, I came up with the idea, boy, it's been over 10 years ago here now already is when I came up with the idea. I went on some mission trips overseas to help people out, work in some orphanages, build houses for in countries where there were wars over in Europe and so on. And I always thought there must be something that could be done back in the United States to help people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what at the time. This just didn't pop into my mind, farm rescue all of a sudden. And I knew I loved farming, like I mentioned. And so, you know, over a course of a few years, this idea developed. I knew I wanted to help people back at home. I was flying overseas, one day across the Pacific, and a co-pilot said, "What are you going to do when you retire?" And now I was only 39 years old at the time, and I said, "I'm going to get myself this big John Deere tractor and be this random Good Samaritan, go around and plant crops for farm families in the spring that look like they're having a tough time." You know, I figured I would pull into their yard at 6 in the morning, and they'd say, "Hey, what, this guy, did he take a wrong turn or something?" And I'd say, "Hey, put some seed in there and fuel in there, and I'll plant a few hundred acres for you and go on to the next farm family and help them." And, the co-pilot thought that was a rather crazy idea, really. And I said, "Well, no." I said, "You know, I've traveled all over the world as a pilot ever since I've been 22 years old when I started working for Pan American World Airways, Pan Am, out of JFK and such." And so, you know, I thought people do things in their retirement, and this is what I'm going to do. And then a little bit later, I was talking to a chaplain friend of mine, and I was telling him the same idea. He says, "You have a good idea. You have a noble cause." He says, "Why don't you do it now?" So I researched it a bit, started a nonprofit that's volunteer run, mm-hmm. and what we do at Farm Rescue is we plant, hay, or harvest crops for farm families that have had a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. And we started the organization with 3 volunteers, and now we have approximately 1,000 volunteers that come from all over the United States.
What a great story. And I've read that the description of the people who work as volunteers in the farm rescue organization, good-hearted, kind, passionate, charitable. You didn't tell me what you grew or what you have on your own farm and what areas you go to as an example, but there are, as you said, 1,000 of these folks around the country who are going around their neighborhoods. But what do you have on your farm?
On my farm, I own the family farm. My folks passed away years ago, and on the farm there, we grow small grains, wheat, soybeans, cattle. Still have Hereford cattle, and so right. I grew up on a family farm. It was actually a larger one, though. I mean, we had 2,500 head of Hereford cattle, so
yeah,
that was quite a large number to take care of, and so we learned from a young age, like any farm family or rancher, that the hard work and work long hours, and then we farmed crops, like I said, and corn and so on to feed those cattle. So mm-hmm. that's how I grew up as a youngster.
We're talking about the mission of Farm Rescue. If it's something that sounds like it would help solve a problem you have, you ought to go online to farmrescue.org and find out more. I'm going to delve into it. I'm going to drill down into the services, some of the people who have been helped in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the weekly American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99bloodsugar.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99bloodsugar.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99bloodsugar.com. That's 99bloodsugar.com.
The American Family Farmer Radio Program. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs of small family farms, farmers like me. If you're a hobby farmer, if you have a small ag business, I'm going to try every week at this time to present issues and people who are solving problems. Man, this is the salvation for a lot of farms. The Farm Rescue Organization, farmrescue.org. Bill Gross is the president of this organization, helping farmers who are having a not a fine time with either their health, or maybe there was a hurricane or a tornado or something, or a flood. Maybe you fell down and got hurt on your farm. There are all kinds of scenarios that you can describe for us, Bill. The types of services that are offered, you described going this time of year is your busiest, springtime, the busiest time of year for you, really?
Well, it certainly is. We offer, like I mentioned, planting, haying, and harvesting. But planting is our busiest time of the year. Mm-hmm. We have multiple teams working in multiple states, helping farm families that have had a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. And, you know, we come in with sponsored equipment and volunteer manpower, and we get the work done for a farm family that is dealing with one of those unexpected crises.
All right, let's talk about sponsored equipment. What does that mean? You have people donate equipment that you can use? Is that what that is?
The equipment is sponsored by RDO Equipment Company. They're the largest John Deere dealership in the nation. They have 70 dealerships, and they sponsor all the John Deere equipment for us, the tractors, the planters, the combines, the haying equipment. And then we have other sponsors that provide anything from hopper bottom trailers to haul, wheat or corn, and even pickup trucks. Chevy dealerships sponsor the trucks. So we get as much things sponsored as we can. Now, the farm family still has to provide the seed, the fuel, the fertilizer, and so on. This is not a handout. We don't give money out to farm families. This is just to get the work done. That's what a farm family needs to maintain
labor.
Their livelihood.
So, it's labor, in essence. What you're talking about is labor. Farm workers, people know how to drive tractors, do the jobs. That's what you're providing.
Yeah, we're providing the equipment and the manpower when they need to get their plant, their crop planted or harvested. That's what a farm family needs. It's not nowadays. It's not going to do any good to just throw money at the situation. The work needs to be done, and a lot of people don't know how to operate the equipment nowadays. There's fewer and fewer family farms and less children on those farms, and what people need is help getting the work done.
All right, how does a farm family apply for help from farmrescue.org?
Well, people can go on there and fill out a confidential application, and just our board of directors reviews it. We look over the, you know, the severity of the case, the logistics, where it's at, and our volunteer manpower and such, or they can call us at 701-252-2017, and we can mail an application. You know, a lot of times I will mention that in about half the families we help, they're actually referred by someone else. You know, farm families are independent people. That's the beauty about them, but they're often hesitant to ask for help. So if anyone knows of someone that is in a situation of injury or illness but may not be the type of family that would ask for help, we certainly take referrals from other people.
All right. So in terms of getting folks to apply for help, that's one thing. Getting the volunteers is another thing. Is it the same sort of thing? I was looking at the story of a retired farmer named, I think it's Charlie Barsh, who volunteers. Many of the people don't farm anymore, but they have the time and the expertise, so they get themselves involved. And so there are some who are working farms like you, other people who have, and this may be a better pool because if they're retired, they can spend the time, whereas if you're working a farm full-time, going to be tough for you to get away at the times when other people need your help because you need to be doing your thing at that time as well.
Well, that's correct. Some of our best volunteers are retired farmers and ranchers that come and help us out. You know, they farm their whole life, and they understand the whole farming, of course, and they just feel, you know, it's their time to help other people. Not that they haven't helped along the way, but I'm just saying it's an ideal time when they're retired. They like to stay in the loop, like to help other people, and they have the farming in their blood, and they just want to continue doing it. And Farm Rescue is an avenue for that. People ask often, what is the best thing about Farm Rescue? I say it's created an avenue for people and businesses to come and help farm families.
So these people that volunteer, just because I'm working both sides of the street here, I'm trying to get people who are farmers in need to go to farmrescue.org, but I also want to find volunteers for you. And I wonder what the typical, when somebody, you have to reach out, I guess is my question. Do you reach out to find these people, or do you have more volunteers than you need?
No, the volunteers usually come to us. They can volunteer on our website, on farmrescue.org. You can fill out a form and say what you're interested in and where you're at and so on, and then we get a hold of those volunteers. But we have volunteers do all kinds of jobs. It isn't just driving tractors or combines.
Bookwork and things like that that may need tending to. Is that something else that you do, accounting with people? Do you help them keep records, that sort of thing?
No, we don't help them keep records or such like that.
Maintaining equipment? Do you help them maintain their equipment?
Yeah, we help if they have mechanical skills and if they can operate or even just drive a vehicle to help move other volunteers and such.
Yeah.
So
there's
all kinds of things. Maybe they can help us with our website. Maybe they have technology. There's all kinds of things that people can help us with.
This is terrific. Bill Gross, president of Farm Rescue. Find their website, farmrescue.org. Volunteer, or if you need help, they're there to help you out. I'm very proud to have been able to tell this story to people. Bill, thank you very much. Bill Gross from Farm Rescue here on the American Family Farmer. Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week for an hour of information, extolling the value and the virtue of a lot of the organizations, a lot of the ideas that help farms, farm families, hobby farmers, those who have a small ag business. With me now is a fellow named Bill Gross, who is, among other things, president of Farm Rescue. And farmrescue.org is a great website. I found it when I was out nosing around. What I didn't know about Bill Gross is that he also flies a 747. I remember, I'm going to tell you a quick story. My favorite airline of all time was TWA. And I remember their headquarters in St. Louis. I remember talking to a pilot once as I flew back, and I go back across the country a lot. And because I like TWA and they didn't have a direct flight from Boston to LA, I'd go through St. Louis because I like the airplanes. I like the 1011s and 757s and stuff. So, I remember getting into a conversation with a pilot. This is a big guy, and I don't know why I started talking to him, but I could tell that flying the airplane was a love of his, but there was something else going on with him. So as I engaged him, and as you can imagine, because his base was saying,
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The American Family Farmer radio program, an hour a week on great radio stations around the country that have an agricultural constituency or community. That's really the heart and soul of this program. Goes back to my own origins, growing up on the farm, being around cows, seeing how we could work on things. It was a much different thing, a much different world, for me anyway, when I first spent time with the cows 60 years ago than it is now in so many different ways. I just felt like it would be a worthwhile enterprise for us to spend time and spread if you don't mind, spread the word around. We haven't got a website yet, actually, and I don't even know if we put it up on our the information on DougSteffen.com, but I will make sure that that gets done so that we can have as much exposure as we can to some of these problems and issues where we help hobby farmers and family farmers and some of the smaller ag businesses, because that's really what that's the effort here. The focus on, I want to go back to organic for a minute, because this is one of the big things in farming today, especially on the smaller farms, where people who are running them need an edge. They need a product category and an edge. And a lot of times people think that going organic will do it. It can be expensive. I know a lot of younger farmers, you know, the thing that is happening now in agriculture, a lot of families where the father, grandfather, great-grandfather farmed the land for a long time, the children don't want to work as hard as their parents and grandparents did. So they go away from the farm. But there are up-and-coming opportunities for farmers who are going to school, getting educated, they're finding their own network, they're able sometimes to make deals with these family farmers. Because after all, if the family farmer passes away and the children aren't interested and the land gets sold, much of that money that comes that they realize for selling the land is going to go to the tax man. So why do that if you can figure out a better way to keep farming if it's in your blood like it is in mine? I'm working. I have 140 some odd acres of land. I happen to be the largest single private landowner in any community west of Boston. And so what I'm trying to do and what my effort has been for the last 8 or 10 years, actually, is to come up with a scenario, as my children don't even live around here. They're not interested. But they feel my passion for it. So I want to set up a circumstance in which I can save this land or have it used for agriculture in perpetuity. So I work with some people, and we're running through town meeting this year, a bylaw that will allow the farmers and the open space folks in town to sell the development rights for the land to commercial entities, industrial areas where the development is desirable, will help the tax base of the town and keep me and others from having to develop the land to pay the mortgages off or to pay the taxes off. That's really the goal here. And there are a lot of communities who are doing this. And if you haven't done it in your community, I suggest you look at the whole idea of what they call TDRs, transfer of development rights, where the town will hopefully be smart enough to see what the opportunity is, not want to have every inch of land developed into houses, because in my case, if those acres were to be developed, they had to build another school. I live in a very, very rural part of town. The roads are narrow. They can't handle the traffic that's on them now. So you introduce another 100 houses and families into it, and you have a complete nightmare. The town hasn't been as smart about it as I wish they had been, but at least now they are seeing that this option here is a win-win for everybody. It really is. It's a win for the tax rate and the commercial entities. We have TJ Maxx, for example, headquartered in my community. We have Staples. Their national headquarters are in my community. We have the Bose Corporation, national headquarters are here in this community, and they all have run out of space. There's no more room for them to grow. So Staples just took over Office Depot, and they need to expand. And so this is a way for them to expand. TJX, which is the owner of TJ Maxx and Marshalls, their headquarters are here. They haven't got another inch of land on their headquarters to build, so the only way they can stay here is to build up. So that's the sort of thing. No building on the farm, no building on the open space. You sell the value of the rights, and then there's agricultural opportunity. You still are running the farm. You still can do what's necessary to operate the farm, and you can run whatever kind of farm you want, organic, whatever it is. But the local movement wants these farms to survive. So if you've got a problem like that in your community, find the people who can help you and work it through your city or your town government, because there is a way to save these farms, and I'm living proof of it. I hope that this is helpful information, and that, I mean, that's really what I'm all about here. I want to help you get your way through some of the quagmires and have a healthy, happy family farm life. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.